It is true that Sonko has ended his hunger strike, and the news were given by his visitors, his allies from Lagos. It's a new platform that has been created by some opponents, and they joined their strength around Ousmane Sonko, and they visited him yesterday, and after that they said that he has stopped his hunger strike because he says that over 90% of his goals were achieved through the hunger strike. Some were not yet, but at least more than 90% were achieved. So I can confirm that.
When he said over 90% of his goals are achieved, what are the goals?
Well, he did not give details. You know, he's in prison and he's forbidden to communicate either directly or non-directly. So maybe he didn't give them details, or they couldn't maybe say what he said.
I guess everyone wants to know, how is he feeling? Is he in good shape? You know, because he has been on hunger strike for some time.
They say that he's in good shape. He's eating well now, and he has started to do some, you know, some workout again, because that's something he used to do, to work out. So, and he's feeling good. They say that they saw him in good shape, and they were happy after the visit. And he's mentally stronger than before.
So will he remain in the hospital, or, I mean, is he still in government custody? Is he still a prisoner?
Oh, he's not at the hospital. They sent him to prison like over a week ago. He's back to prison. He's in jail now.
Politically now, the deadline is approaching.
Yeah, he has less than 2 weeks to go get some sponsorships. But still, you know, that judiciary, I don't know how to call it, but that judiciary thing is still going on. We are waiting for the Supreme Court to issue a paper that could allow us to go to the Court of Dakar to try to have the same decision so that he can gain his sponsors. But, you know, they're taking their time because they're killing the time. But in the meantime, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, we have the Secretary General of the former PASTEF, who had the authorization to go get some sponsors, and he did. This week, people have started sponsoring the candidacy of the number two of the former PASTEF. And, you know, it's a wave. Everybody's outside. Everybody's happy. Because even if Sonko maybe is preventing from going and getting the sponsorships he has, at least his number two is able to get them. And that's what's happening now. And still, even if Sonko is given those papers the day before, we still have the sponsorship of the deputies, only 13 of them. And this thing is something that we are reserving for Ousmane Sonko. But in the meantime, some of his lieutenants are able to go and get the people's sponsorship. So that's what we are doing right now. And that person, that number two, he's also in the same prison as Ousmane Sonko. So both are in prison.
Nafisa, thank you so much. It's very good to talk with you. And maybe that's a good piece of news.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Anytime.